Part 2. The Keys. November 1854 to February 1855. Chapter 17. The Necessity of a Fresh. Mr. Henry Fowler, seated in a dark recess of the tap room at the lunch hour, showed every sign of agitation. He bit his lip, he twisted his glass in his hands, and he could hardly bring himself to look into the eyes of his friend, Edward Pierce.
"I do not know how to begin," he said. "It is a most embarrassing circumstance."
"You are assured of my fullest confidence," Pierce said, raising his glass.
"I thank you," Fowler said. "You see," he began and then faltered. "You see, it is..."
He broke off and shook his head.
"Most dreadfully embarrassing."
"Then speak of it forthrightly," Pierce advised, "as one man to another." Fowler gulped his drink and set the glass back on the table with a sharp clink.
"Very well. Plainly, the long and short of it is that I have the French malady."
"Oh, dear," Pierce said.
"I fear I have overindulged," said Fowler sadly, "and now I must pay the price. It is altogether most wretched and vexing."
In those days, venereal disease was thought to be the consequence of sexual overactivity. There were few cures and fewer doctors willing to treat a patient with the illness. Most hospitals made no provision for gonorrhea and syphilis at all. A respectable man who contracted these diseases became an easy target for blackmail. Thus Mr. Fowler's reticence.
"How may I help you?" Pierce asked, already knowing the answer.
"I maintain the hope, not falsely, I pray, that as a bachelor you might have knowledge of... that you might make an introduction on my behalf to a fresh girl, a country girl."
Pierce frowned.
"It's no longer so easy as it once was."
"Oh, I know that, I know that,"
Fowler said, his voice rising heatedly. He checked himself and spoke more quietly.
"I understand the difficulty, but I was hoping..."
Pierce nodded.
"There is a woman in the Haymarket," he said, "who often has a fresh or two. I can make discreet inquiries."
"Oh, please,"
said Mr. Fowler, his voice tremulous, and he added,
"It is most painful."
"All I can do is inquire," Pierce said.
"I should be forever in your debt," Mr. Fowler said. "It is most painful."